A partner with Polar Pork says farmers remain hopeful that the conflict that's affected the movement of goods through the Strait of Hormuz will soon be resolved. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
The war in the Middle East that's impacted the movement of goods through the Strait of Hormuz has dramatically impacted the availability and cost of agricultural inputs, including fuel and fertilizer. Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork, says the pork sector has enjoyed relatively low feed costs, but the Middle East is a major producer of nitrogen fertilizer, and an incredible amount of fertilizer passes through the Strait of Hormuz. And if there's an interruption in the use of fertilizer, it's not inconceivable that we could see a significant drop in crop and grain production.
Well, I think at this point, the belief is that the conflicts can be resolved and things can get back to normal. However, we keep hearing that, you know, the war, particularly the one in causing the restriction of ships moving through the Strait of Hormuz, we keep hearing that that's resolved, and then we find out it's not resolved. Like, how long will this continue? Is it going to escalate and cause further long-term disruptions, or will it be resolved? And it's a real question that has serious consequences. We'll wait and see. Maybe things will all be okay, or maybe we'll have a new reality. I guess over the next 6 months, 12 months, we're going to find out, and we just hope for the best.
Posberg says if this disruption continues, we could see a significant shortage of grain and thereby explosive food costs. He says when everything is normal, farmers can produce enough food for everyone. But if there's a disruption in fertilizer use and crop production, it could have very serious consequences. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.